Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Cantina here on the Genreverse YouTube channel. Unfortunately for you, our scum and villainy are incredibly lame and have bad opinions. But fortunately for you, we're delivering them to you so you can watch them, hear them, watch them here on the Genreverse YouTube channel, listen to them on the Genreverse Podcast Network, available on all your favorite podcast apps. I'm Kyle, joined by my friends Cam Clark and Michael Connolly. Shockey here. Cam and Shockey do a lot of writing on LRMonline.com, which you guys should check out every day for all your entertainment news, needs, opinions, celebrity interviews, and more. And of course, the Genreverse has all sorts of podcasts, all sorts of content, especially a lot of anime stuff. So if you're into anime, definitely check that out. And you know what? Not only do we have the Genreverse YouTube channel, we have Genreverse Sports. Cam does a soccer podcast over there called Watch More Football. If you're looking for a football podcast or a soccer podcast, as it's really called, go ahead and check out Genreverse Sports. And guys, Star Wars, not a lot to talk about on the news front today. We got a couple of stories, but as we are trying to revitalize our Cantina podcast here on the Genreverse, we're going to be bringing just conversational topics when we don't have a lot of news to cover. And today we're going to be talking about the absolute state of Star Wars gaming. But before that, Cam, why don't you tell us what is going on in the news of Star Wars these days?
Sure. Well, there was some rumors that were started. I don't know if you remember this from before, that there was a rumor that was started that there was a possibility of The Mandalorian Season 4 becoming a movie instead. Which isn't that crazy a stretch when somebody counted out the hours per 22-minute episode, and it's not far off. It wouldn't be too crazy an idea. However, if you remember, the original kind of proponents of that were Bespin Bulletin and MSW, who had said they'd kind of heard this, but they'd heard that it was, although it was rumoured or it was explored, it was not the plan and that it was going to be a series. Well, then, just last week, I think it was, Jeff Snyder at the Hot Mic, who has been getting a lot of good information about the Rey sequel lately, he had says that he had then heard this about the possibility of Mando Season 4 becoming a movie, and that that could be the next release of a movie for Lucasfilm. However, both MSW and Bespin have now come out to say that they are separate sources, they're not the same people, you know, but they've heard the same thing, that again, they're saying, no, that was explored, but that is not the case, and that it's currently going ahead as a series for Disney Plus. And I kind of try, although, you know, Snyder's got great info on the movie side, and I think that's maybe where he's picked this up, I think Bespin and MSW seem to have a lot of knowledge about the Mando sort of shows. Yeah. They tend to have a pretty good hit rate on that. So I'm kind of going to go with them on this one. What's more, Bespin also had a report, I think it was just today we covered that actually, that when we're recording this, that that Mando Season 4 will actually start filming round about this February. They didn't have a bang on date February. They said, I mean, it could be like the end of January, but ultimately it will be filming by February. Yeah. is what they've heard from their kind of sources. And I think they do have some sources that work on the crews of these shows, would be my guess. Not going to tell any tales, but that would be my guess. So I think that's a good bet that they've been told. So kind of that's roughly when work's going to start on Season 4. Don't know anything about it yet, but that's the stories. Or that's the Barside budget at the moment, as we like to put it.
There was all sorts of stuff we've heard about, you know, how involved Den will be. We've heard about or will not be, you know, rumors, that is.
They don't really have any good
we don't have much of anything. All I know is that after Season 3, I don't care. I care. I want to care more, but I was really disappointed and upset by just how garbage Season 3 was. I will never forgive them for the damn bird thing that they chased around, they ate, it stayed safe. Like, there was so many issues with that. Oh my god, it was awful. Anyways, Shockey, sometimes, man, you've got your finger on a pulse that Cam and I can't seem to find. What are you thinking about this and anything else you can share with us this week before we carry on into our next topic?
I think that kind of the rumor mill about the Mando, you know, being a movie rather than a regular season came about when trying to figure out what's his name? Lead actor.
Pedro.
Pascal.
Yeah, Pascal. Sorry, I'm horrible with names and stuff.
It's all right.
is when they were trying to figure out his schedule, because this is probably one of the hottest actors right now. He's doing Last of Us. He's, you know, figuring out, you know, a couple of other upcoming projects. The rumor is that he's going to be up for Fantastic Four. Yep. And so he's a very busy man. Now, does that mean he's got to be at every single shooting for Mando? No. But does it make sense for him to just come in and change it instead of doing a long season where it takes a little bit more work to do a series rather than a movie, because a movie can get all the shots in. You don't have multiple directors. You don't have to, you know, do all these different takes in locations and stuff. You can just pretty much volume it. So I think that's where the kind of the rumor was, is that we know that Pedro Pascal's schedule is crazy, rightfully so. But no, I think that was just kind of a, you know, more rumor than actual serious talk, or just like a thought process from Lucasfilm.
We always thought the movie idea was going to be the culmination of
that's,
it all.
And, that's
and
it,
the season whole, 4 was not going to be
because
you still have Ahsoka, Thrawn stuff to tie into.
This isn't the Dave Filoni movie. That was never the case.
You know.
We've never had any solid dates for that, but
and from what I
really,
know,
the rumor is that Ahsoka season 2, if it happens, is supposed to come before the Mandoverse movie from Filoni. So,
yeah, and what I've always known was that Favreau, and really who's the one behind Mandalorian, but also with Filoni too, is that it was a five season series, and that at the end of the fifth season was going to be the culmination movie to bring it all together. Because remember, they're trying to create, I don't know how well it's been created, but kind of that Game of Thrones type of universe, all the different storylines going on at different time, you know, or in the same timeline, but you know, and now we're, you know, we got the Ahsoka show.
They could have took a bit more, you know, inspiration from how that those are character driven things, though. And that's where some of these shows.
So that was going to be the main, you know, the five season one, Ahsoka. I think originally was three seasons. Now it's down to two. And then the Ezra Thrawn show, or whatever they want to call it, you know, was going to be, it's just going to be one and kind of wrap everything up. And then there was, and it's still.
So you heard that's still going to happen?
From what I know is that the storyline for Ahsoka goes now into that direction with Ahsoka and Sabine and Baylan and Shin, right? Yeah, Shin. And then the Ezra Thrawn show, which never really had a name to it, you know, Rebel season 3 or whatever you want to call it, or you know, some were saying like Heir to the Empire and stuff, you know, back, but that's going in its own direction. And then it still hasn't truly been written off yet, because it's still part of the storyline, but the what is it called?
Rangers
of the Republic. That, it seems like more and more what I'm hearing now is that's going to be morphed into, that storyline is going to be morphed into the Ezra and Thrawn show. That there was going to be, so once they got rid of whatever.
Carano.
See, I'm horrible with names, guys. Once they got rid of Gina Carano and stuff, then Hera was going to take the lead on that. And I think that's a, you know, they were going to try to, if there was enough kind of push for her, and if there was enough fan base to see a Hera show, but
she was like the worst part of it.
That after what we saw from Ahsoka season 1 is not necessarily bad criticism or that, but just it wasn't the,
boring,
the pop, it wasn't the pop that they were expecting. So now they're saying, boring. Okay, let's pivot, take the story that we're going to do for Rangers, because they, you know, they never really 100% said we're done with it and it's canceled. It's that story's still there to take place. I think they're just going to morph it into the Ezra Thrawn series, kind of do that and go for that, because, you know, Zeb was at the end of Mando season 3. And the whole, like, kind of, you know, talking about Mando going and doing these little side jobs. That's kind of now, I think, the position where they're at. So how it all plays out, who knows? It's changed at least 3 times from what I've known, how the direction is. And, you know, one was because of Gina Carano's firing. Another one's because of the status of Star Wars in general and stuff.
It would have been crazy to base a show led by Gina Carano anyway, honest. I mean, Carrigan wasn't a horrible character, but and I don't have anything specifically against her just because she's got some crazy political views. But, I just don't think she was a good enough actress to lead the series.
And I don't think it was
going to
be centered. I don't think it would have been centered on her.
No,
she would have been one of it would have been like a what do they call it when it's a group of
ensemble
people,
ensemble piece.
Yeah, like one of those, an ensemble cast, and that there would have been like two or, you know, maybe three anchors, mm-hmm. three or four anchors, and she would have been one of the anchors.
Yeah.
But supported by others, including even that X-Wing pilot that they keep trying to shop around.
Oh, the Asian guy, yeah.
I feel like they want him to be like Tycho, but I don't know that's who exactly, because, you know.
I always thought they wanted us to make him like the new Wedge, like he's the.
He does too much. To be the way, he doesn't do the Wedge stuff.
Yeah,
he does the XO stuff, which is why I kind of felt like Tycho from Rogue
Squadron. Right.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'll give everything. It's at least one episode.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, season 3 just left a
you
really
know,
bad
though,
taste.
You know, Mando
in my mouth.
Season 1 and season 2 were decent, so it's like
they were.
You know,
they
you
were.
Can forgive that it was a bad season if they pull it back in season 4. It would be no reason to say.
Man, I am
like
human. I am not a I am not a deity. I have promised forgiveness to no one. I will hold a grudge against these motherfuckers. No, I'm joking.
As long as they just don't do another Jack Black Lizzo episode.
Oh my god,
that was horrible.
That was the worst. I mean, he was also in it, but Chris, not Lee, not Lambert, Lloyd.
Christopher Lloyd, yeah. That episode made
all
absolutely
the
no sense.
For him.
That was such a
freaking and the damn waste, the man. Mandalorians playing football in the background there. I'm like, what the heck are we doing?
Yeah,
guys?
That was dumb. You know what else has been dumb? As we segue,
yes,
the state of Star Wars gaming has been
dumb.
I don't know if you've been to the website recently, Shockey, but the actual StarWars.com /games/apps still has Eclipse on here, man.
Yeah.
Like Eclipse is right there under the latest Star Wars games and apps, as well as Star Wars Outlaws, Jedi Survivor, and Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga. Down below is the essentially canceled, not really up and running so much, but still playable Squadrons, and the delayed once again until at least next year, Star Wars Hunters, which was like their arena shooter game that they had announced.
Do they have Outlaws on there?
Outlaws is up here on the top still. So when we say the state of gaming, guys, it's not just the amount of games that we have, which is very few and far. You've got your two Jedi games, Survivor and Fallen Order. You've got your two Battlefront games, and we're talking mainline. We're not talking like kids stuff, mobile mm-hmm. stuff, browser stuff. Although I'll throw out Galaxy of Heroes because it's pretty big, even though it's a mobile thing.
Yep.
And then you got your Lego games. What else? Like, what else? And you have all these games that get announced. Coder's not even on here. The remake, you know, and we've heard about that weeks ago. Right, that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
We've heard about that and all the stuff behind it weeks ago. We have talked before about Disney Star Wars wanting to use stuff from the EU and how they might tamp something down because they want to redo it themselves and they don't want to compete against something that was seen as or might be seen as better, but whatever, we'll see. You've got just a severe lack of games when you come from a property, and I'm using the Wikipedia here just to show a list. It's mm-hmm. the Star Wars video games list by episode number, dozens. By series, X-Wing series, Rebel Assault series, Jedi Knight series, Rogue Squadron series, the Racer series, Battlegrounds. We could use another Battlegrounds. We'll get on that.
Ooh,
later.
Battlegrounds is fun.
Knights of the Old Republic, Galaxies, Battlefront. Of course, we do have the modern Battlefront, but there's just two of them. Mm-hmm.
They haven't been updated now for a number of years.
They haven't. And then you've got all of the other games that, you know, are tie-ins to the film, spin-offs, whatever. A little indie things like the lightsaber battles, Jedi Power Battles, I think is what it was called on PlayStation. I used to love gaming, Shockey, and I know you have really been hurt by Star Wars gaming recently, man. Why don't you tell us about the absolute state of Star Wars gaming?
It's absolute garbage. Like, so I thought that when EA took over as the sole license of Star Wars gaming, that was a bad move. It's now that EA's given it up or whatever and they spread out, it's even worse. Like, I didn't think you could get worse than what EA did. Because at least EA gave us a couple games, you know, here and there. So Star Wars Hunters is not coming out. I don't believe that there, whatever bug was ever in the beta testing of it, is never coming back out. Star Wars Outlaws, I'll be shocked if it comes out, because we were at San Diego Comic Con.
Decently far on. I mean, I know it was only one level,
So we were at San Diego Comic Con, right? Usually that's when you come out and if some of the bigger games, you know, even the Capcom versus Marvels, the Street Fighter games, whatever, they'll have all the way on the far side of the main floor a bunch of playable demos and stuff.
They didn't have it.
Well, you know what they had was a damn speeder you could sit on and get a picture while the background was moving and stuff. That was it. I was like, this is for the video game? I mean, Diablo, all these other games have, you know, demos that you can play. And instead, we get that. And that what it tells me is that there's something horribly wrong with the demo, that there's going to be a delay. And that's why they just have 2024 on it. Mm-hmm. Because be lucky if we get it in 2024. Knights of the Old Republic, I've already kind of talked about that.
Good people to pull it off, that's what I'd say, though. It doesn't look that complicated a game that they shouldn't be able to pull that off.
Well, Star Wars Hunters is
other types of game.
Well, yeah,
Star Wars Hunters is just a skin over of
Fortnite.
Fortnite and some of the other Battle Royale games and stuff. They can't get that right. So, yeah. And they're talking about you're going to be able to travel world. It's going to be like 10 times bigger than Grand Theft Auto and stuff.
It's going to be Starfield in Star Wars.
There's no way. No way whatsoever. Knights of the Old Republic, that's done, because now Disney wants to make a Revan movie and stuff, and they felt that it would be too confusing if there's a video game of Darth Revan out there and, you know, his storyline versus a movie and stuff.
How dare you assume the gender of this character? Can't you change it? It can be female in the game, though, can't it?
It can be female in the game, but like the storyline.
So they're gonna make Revan female.
I swear to God, if they do that,
for a Darth Revan, so it must be canonically a male.
Who?
Like Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves as Darth Vader.
A lot of fans are into it, wanted for years.
I'm not saying it's going to happen. It's just something people wanted for years.
But because you can change it, I'll bet Disney will change it. $100
Battlefront 3 is done. They're not, because EA basically gave up the license that, which was that. They did not turn Battlefront into a Call of Duty series, I do not understand. How can Call of Duty come out with a damn game every year with the same thing, same model? All you just do update the damn guns, change a couple maps around, move a couple buildings, and then that's it.
They could have easily done a 2 to 3 year cycle at
easily.
Least.
I could play the Battle of Hoth every single time, guys. It's not that. Just move a mountain around. That's it. Just move a couple mountains around. That's all it is guys wanted to shoot each other in the face, a stormtrooper.
Yeah. With Star Wars. Ultra stuff,
that's it.
How, it shouldn't be as hard as it is.
It's not. It's
down to Lucasfilm given the opportunity to the wrong studios. I mean, we look at the studios that consistently put out good games. None of them are Star Wars games. Maybe that's because they don't make as much money off them as they do their original licenses that they make themselves. You know, maybe. So they're like, "Nah, I'm not interested in the licensed game. Thanks. Go to Studio Z-list for a licensed game. They do that shit. You know, it might be that kind of situation.
It could be. I mean, it possibly could be.
Almost feels like money laundering at this point. I'm really not going to lie, because it's just like one project after another.
Somebody's getting paid for these things. I mean, somebody got paid for that Star Wars Eclipse trailer. That was the biggest
That was a lot of animation in that.
That was the biggest con.
It's still there. Look at it.
You had that damn trailer premiere, what, 2 years ago? And then it was like, okay, we got this new game. And then it kind of leaks out, oh, we might not get it till as early 2025. I mean, poor kid who's on his deathbed who has like stage 4 cancer and back in 2022 thinking, hey, at least I die, but you know, but I play this new awesome Star Wars game. No, sorry, Billy. You ain't going to make it that long. So that's a horrible situation.
Cam, did you have another thought?
Then, you know, you have all these 8 other games that are announced. Respawn has like a first-person shooter, a strategy game. Amy Hennig's Star Wars game. You know, Ubisoft has got their own Star Wars project. All these projects, right? Damn, you know.
It's like the movies.
Yeah, exactly. So to your point, all we're left with is Galaxy of Heroes, which I love, but it's, 7 years old now? 8 years old?
Yeah.
They're starting to, you know, to run out of the, like, you know,
run out of characters.
Run out of characters and stuff. They're making up characters at some point and stuff. Jedi Survivor wasn't that good. Fallen Order was great. Survivor was a mid sequel to it.
Yeah.
In the Lego series, I'm too old for that. I mean, that's for my daughters to play or your kids to play and stuff.
Yeah.
And then Squadrons was,
they can be fun.
God awful.
Yeah.
You can also go on and on and on, and you get fed up with them, the Lego games. You know,
but knew Squadrons was bad when right off the bat the retail price was $29.99. You knew that was a garbage game. And then a week after it comes out, they said, yeah, we're not doing any updates to it. So peace out.
Yeah.
All it was a copy of a little bit of what they did in Battlefront that they repackaged with some new maps.
That's all they did.
It was clearly going to be an update to the Starship side of Battlefront originally, and then they went, no, let's market this separately because we're not doing any more Battleship updates. Because actually, that was my favorite part of the Battlefront game. You know, I wasn't really that into the troop first person side of it, you know, because there's other games that I get that buzz out of that do it better. What I'm into in Star Wars is flying spaceships, you know, and that bit was actually relatively decent. You know, I used to spend quite a bit of time on that, just messing about, but. You know, a proper game like that would be really, really good, but we'll get to that.
Well, I mean, do you want to get to that now? You guys ready to transition into?
Give me a Death Star trench run game. That's it. How many times have people said, I just want to be in the X-Wing, go down the trench run of the Death Star and shoot? Like, that's it. That's all I need. You know,
So in the spirit of this conversation, you know, we wanted to talk about games that we want to see, whether that's something that was announced and then killed, or like an original pitch or something like that, because I mean, holy shit, Disney, you need some ideas. I mean, I have a really awesome track record, Disney and Lucasfilm, over on the Daily Cog, of calling all the things that Bob Iger's now like, oh man, this is a problem. I said it years ago. Okay, so if you guys, there's still a chance to hire me, is what I'm saying, and I'll bring these two guys along with me to help you fix Star Wars. So you need some game ideas. I grew up playing Star Wars games. You mentioned the flying games, Cam. I know I'm more of a sim guy, while you prefer a little bit more of an arcade style, which is still fine. I grew up playing those games. Like, my first Star Wars game that I can actually remember is TIE Fighter. Like, that's the first one that I can remember playing. I know I played more all around the same time, but PC gaming's in my blood.
The first game I ever played was the original coin-op one, where you sat inside, and it was just blue lines, like white lines. That's all it
Vector
was.
Graphics.
And like when they shot at you, it was just this like star thing that came towards you, and it was
amazing,
you know, it was almost
it?
Like the computer graphics in the film when they're just doing the targeting, you know, that
fancier.
It was terrible when you think about it, But I could literally just sit in one of those machines and you could just let me play all day, run after run. It was just the Death Star Trench Run. That's all it was. Mm-hmm. And I could just play it. It was amazing.
How about that that Star Wars Trilogy arcade
machine? Love
with
that,
the joystick and the seat. Mm-hmm. And you even get the Darth Vader mission at the end. And yeah, man, all of that stuff. So what would we want to suggest to Disney or green light? What do you guys want to see brought back? Cam, let's start with you. You mentioned a little bit, but what else you got in mind?
I mean, if we go back to what I was always interested in Star Wars, it's that from the coin op, but then it evolved. It always evolved and you got a better version of it. And then as the computer technology gets better, you get a new version. Oh, they've now brought out the Star Wars games again. I'll get to do the trench run. I'll get to do the fly into the death. Uh-oh. Star in the Return of the Jedi, but now I can do it in much better graphical detail, you know. I guess we hit a certain point and they stopped evolving it. They stopped giving us the next level up for that. So the last time we really had this was like Rogue Squadron or Rogue Leader. I can't remember which one came first and second on the Nintendo 64. So that's us going
GameCube,
you know, 360, PS3 generation. Xbox One, PS4, and we're now on to Series X, PS5, and we still haven't had the next version of that game. And that's just crazy to me, because all you need to do is make the same game, bigger maps, more ships, more detail, really, you know, proper visuals, make it feel fun to fly and just give it. And people would buy that and play it because it's just fun to play again and again and again. You don't even need to play it online or anything, you know, you can just play it yourself. But even better if you could have a pal, you know, and you could just do online and you could both fight together against NPC enemies, you know, that kind of thing, where it's like co-op online would be actually, they always want to go for competitive multiplayer these days. I guess as I'm getting old, I'm getting less into competitive multiplayer, so I more want to get a group of pals and go and beat the computer together. It's something that you can have a laugh with, and you know, I would buy that in a second if it was good, and it had a lot of maps and stuff.
I would love to see them do like a new Rogue Squadron game, call it that, but I think they would be too afraid they would be so scared to tell any story in game mode for fear of what they can do elsewhere. So it's like I think you would end up with some really, really bland.
Pick parts out the existing movies.
That's what I was going to say. You're going to get some really bland missions in between New Hope, Empire, and Return of the Jedi.
These days
with
they could
maybe
also put prequel stuff in it.
A couple of you couldn't do Rogue Squadron. I mean, in a game, just in general, like but if you called
you
it
just
Rogue
don't call
Squadron,
it Rogue
yeah,
Vader,
yeah,
you could talk. You know, you don't have to have one character that carries through. It could be a legacy of, you know, you could do it as a anthology type game where you put a different character in a different era.
Yeah. What about that though, Shockey? What if they released Star Wars Legends Rogue Squadron, where it's Rogue Squadron based on the EU stuff, man? Fuck yeah.
Like to me, God, remember Shadows of the Empire? How great of a game that was and stuff? I mean,
it was okay game.
Oh, it was great. At that time, listen, we were
a book.
Right, but whatever. But it was an N64 game or something.
Yes,
you could update that. You could tweak
Dash
the story.
Rendar.
Like, Dash Rendar. Hell yeah! But you could tweak the story a little
bit. Is it still canon? It's not canon that anymore, is it?
Nope, no, not canon. Not canon. But we don't have to be canon. We don't have to. So, but it's
same. What about you, Shockey? What are you pitching? What are you telling Disney will help save LucasArts?
It's simple. Just keep bringing out Battlefronts, man. I mean, if Call of Duty can make it this long, you know, selling, you know, multiplayer shooting games, just do that. That will make them money every year. And the thing about it is people bitch and complain, you know, excuse my language, but about Call of Duties when they come out, Modern Warfare or Black Ops. Oh, it's this, that. You still bought it and you're still playing.
They still bought it.
Yeah, you still paid that money. And you still, Battlefront 4, 5, 3, 4, 5, 6, how it's not not been that already? We should be on Battlefront 10 right now, you know, at this point in time, you know. And it doesn't have to. New planets. Every Mandalorian comes out with a new planet. All right, let's add it to Battlefront.
Can you improve it though? If it's just the same thing, and people say this is just the same game but new maps.
Well, even if they did that,
you just got it. That's all you got to do is just change the games up a little bit. That's it. Or change the guns. Change the guns up a little bit. Add a little bit more. You can modify it. You know, just like they do in Battlefront 2 right now.
Would you not be better getting a base model again though, and then selling expansions, DLC,
It doesn't work. The expansion packs don't really work, and that model is basically done. So, come out with what you want, keep it as that, and then whatever new ideas and expansions you wanted to do to the game, just add it to the next one and keep selling it that way. What happened to those days when we didn't need expansion packs because we couldn't? We had Nintendo 64, Sega Genesis, and stuff. You had to get the second game. You had to get the next. Yeah. So, for example, there was TIE Fighter with those damn 7 discs that you had to install into your computer one at a time. Insert disc 1, insert disc 2. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you are way too young. Then you had X-Wing, which was on a CD-ROM, okay? Then you had X-Wing versus Starfighter. That's all you're doing.
TIE Fighter.
Then X-Wing versus TIE Fighter. Then you had Rogue
Squadron. X-Wing Alliance.
Right. So all they did was...
cost less money then, though, as well. You know, because they weren't as expensive to make, but... You know, I think audiences
doesn't have to be wiser. Though.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Like Call of Duty, it's the young kids that buy it. You know, and even kids, my son's age, he's 16, and I think he's even at the point now where he's too old for COD. Do you know what I mean?
What? It's like there's a 5-year-old kid being introduced to Call of Duty 25. I know. Yeah, and it doesn't have to be on the Unreal Engine. Doesn't have to be the unbelievable graphics and stuff like that. We can take shitty graphics for a little bit, all right? You know, and as long as we got a game coming out for 2.
Any of the games you're peddling, Mike, I'd just rather not that they don't make them. You just see me want product rather than quality. You just want stuff out there. You know?
Well, look, it works for Call of Duty. It works for all of it. Look at Madden. Madden does not improve every single year.
They don't touch them. FIFA 23 and 24.
It's exactly the same.
It's a piece of shit where they don't fix any
but
of the bugs.
We still buy it, Cam. We still buy it.
We don't. He's got a people point. Like me Hold have stopped buying all these games. We've stopped buying them. You know? It's literally you're relying on a generation. That's it.
We still buy it. Look. 40 years old and I still get mad, and even though it sucks, even though I complain about the damn game, right?
I think Shockey's in the right area. I do think that Battlefront could have had more games, at least 3.
Yes.
There should be at least 3 out by now if they started in like 2015.
That's a fair point. They could have brought another one back.
And there could have been better support, more content in between the mainline titles, and maybe even instead of doing Hunters, you do a Battlefront arena shooter or something like that, where it's you know, kind of like the modern the Warzone stuff that Call of Duty does, right? But for Battlefront,
but using the same engine,
Different time periods. Yeah. Make one in the original trilogy era. One
you
in
get
the,
to re.
You know, prequel era. One
you
in
get
the Mandoverse.
You reuse textures. Mm-hmm. You get to reuse rules, and so much. You could save money. So I do kind of get it, but I wouldn't want us to be at necessarily Battlefront 12 by
the community. By listen, Battlefront 2 has not been updated in 3 years, 4 years.
And you can still find people.
And no, I'll log in right now, and there's thousands of people playing on the PS5 on PC. That community is ridiculous because they keep updating patches and they come up with new skins and stuff
mods
like that.
Oh my gosh,
the thing is, it's its own game. It's like pretty much it's evolved.
PC Master Race.
That's it.
PCMR. Mine. I'm that boring guy.
You want
Pod
Racer?
No, I don't.
You want Pod Racer?
No. I want something.
Wizards.
This is Pod Racing.
Oh my god, I hate the freaking prequels. Although if you don't have to listen to Anakin talk, the Pod Racing scene looks great in the Phantom Menace. Like the actual scene is fine, so long as you don't have to listen to him talk. Kind of like the space battle at the beginning of Episode 3. It's great, so long as there's no freaking dialogue. God, people are hating me now. I'm a little bit more boring because the one thing that I want more than anything is another like massive sim, like a management sim. Oh. So I want like Battlegrounds, like Age of Empires. Yeah. That would be fine. Real-time strategy that would be good. I will accept that, but there was a game called Star Wars Rebellion.
Yep.
I loved that game. Think Stellaris, however you want to say it. Audience, you might know the current game out there. It's massive. I want Stellaris, but Star Wars Stellaris.
That'd be cool.
That's what I want. Maybe not as finite detailed as Stellaris, because that's an incredibly in-depth game. But that's what I want, because
Star Trek Fleet Command thing that they've got. That's really complex and it's really popular. Mm-hmm. And Star Trek's not as popular as Star Wars.
That's a good one. Because part of me, like, as much as I love all of the small side stories in the EU, you know, I'm always talking like I don't need Skywalkers involved in everything Star Wars. Not everything has to be a galaxy shaking event, but I really do like the politics of it, and I like the idea of war, like total war, and that's a good game right there too. I like the idea of war and management and getting back to something like that. I would love, but Battlegrounds is I would take an RTS. You know, they just updated Empire at War. It got its first update in forever.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. So they did Empire at War's okay. It's decent, but it's not quite what I'm looking. It's like if you made management and RTS into an arcade game.
Gotcha,
that's kind of what I feel Empire at War is. It's not a bad game whatsoever.
To lighten the things that you want in that type of game.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you know, there's a Homeworld 3 is coming out. Homeworld's another great RTS series. They did mods again. #PCMR. They did mods where you could play Homeworld 1 and 2 with Star Wars ships, which is cool. But I would even accept something like that. Like, I don't know, man. Strategy games always did it for me. And that's why I like the sim fighters versus the arcade ones like Rogue Squadron, which is still a fun mm-hmm. game. Just because I like one does not mean I dislike the other, audience. But I like those because there's more tactics to it. You're balancing your shields, your engine, your weapons energy. You're having to worry about your wingmen, and they're not on rails or just following ordered stuff. And the fighters can come in differently. And it was always fun to hop on with a team of pilots as X-Wings and go take on a Star Destroyer and some fighters protecting it, you know, to actually do a run against a capital class ship and having to punch through the shields mm-hmm. with what I always enjoy the deeper details and things like that. So that's my pitch, man. Did you play Battlegrounds, Cam? Did you play any computer Star Wars games?
I don't like RTSs. I don't play RTSs. Mm. It's not my kind of thing, you know. It's like it's happening, but I'm not really controlling what's happening, so that I don't tend to, you know, I don't like turn-based stuff either in RTSs and turn-based. There's a lot of similarities there, so yeah, but you and I basically don't like the same kind of computer games from what I
think. Yeah, that's all right. I'm better than you, it's okay. I require more stimulus of my brain. No, I'm joking. I got brain damage. I can't play art. The thing is if they made that game today, I don't know if I could play it. It's very taxing on me these days, but that's still what I want. I would try. I would do my best. Maybe get some help with
poor
my life.
Would be collapsed on
you
this
manage
side.
This over it. There.
Watch
drooling.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That was fun though, man. I it's sad because Star Wars is just so filled with opportunities, but I guarantee you one of the biggest issues that they have is they're afraid to do any story in any format lest it work better or be a potential for screen, big or small.
No.
So TV and movies, they are so scared. That's I swear that's that's one of the biggest problem with the games, and that's why Jedi Fallen and Survivor take place when and where they do, mm-hmm. is specifically because they don't want to risk story that they could use in a movie or series. And here's the thing, guys, use that Legends thing. I mean, I Jedi is getting a audiobook release, man. The re-release of the mm-hmm. Legends books has been a big thing. And I don't know why they won't, you know, just use that title. Like I said, sell Cam's game, arcade shooter, Star Wars Legends, Rogue Squadron. And just tell the EU shit. You reuse movie stuff.
Yeah, I want to have them because it's been so long. I want to do like the attack. Yeah, you want to do the Death Star. And I want to do the Hoth and, you know, all that. You know, because there's just something about actually being in that and controlling it yourself, you know, that's cool about that. And, you know, like in the previous games, we couldn't have like the Super Star Destroyer. So you had the Death Star.
Yeah,
you know, and you would have that little fight, and then it would be a cutscene, and then you'd be in the bit where you're flying across the Death Star, so there's not too much. But imagine all that could be built in a space where you can literally go from one to the other, and you can fly right into the Super Star Destroyer and take out the shields and stuff like that. You know?
Oh yeah, I would love for something like that.
You could even take over that guy and crash. You know what I mean?
I got it. Oh, good old Porkins.
One day, I hope we get some of this stuff because, you know, like it or not, VR and AR seem to be sticking around this time. They're not taking off the way Apple and others might not want. But one day, it's fun to think that we could be, you know, goggles on in the cockpit of an X-Wing or a TIE Fighter and taking that on. It'd be a lot of fun. Let us know what you guys would like to see from gaming in Star Wars in the comments. Let us know what you think about our ideas, what game ideas you would like to pitch, or maybe a canceled game that you would like to see revived. And then, of course, check out LRMonline.com for all written news, needs, opinions in the entertainment, geek, and pop culture realm, covering rumors and their celebrity interviews. All of the podcasts that go up on the Genreverse YouTube channel are also there. Subscribe to the channel. Follow us on your favorite podcast app. Check out our merch, link in the description box below for all these prints and more. And Genreverse Sports, I'm going to throw that out there one more time. Go listen to Cam talk about soccer. It'll be fun. You guys got anything else, Cam? No? Shocky?
No, you covered it all.
All right. May the Force be with you.